Previously on the Dragons Not Included podcast.
He managed to cut through the bonds bounding this small woolly mammoth. I say small woolly mammoth, he's like the size of like a Great Dane.
I thought Smaug was a dwarf.
Why did you think that?
You make your way back, finally reaching the defender's heart. There is another group which is being given a wide berth by everyone else.
Ah, Elden Aegis, you are a sight for sore eyes.
Ah, Lan, good to see you.
Iribeth, Kandred Assyrian inquired through Horgus about purchasing your sword.
I needed the money. I had no idea he was part of any cult. It sounds like the vile witch, Arelu Vorelesh, will soon be coming to Cenobrus to use our own greatest defense as a devastating weapon. We just need to have someone infiltrate the Gerry garrison, locate the Wardstone fragment, and destroy it. This is a rod of cancellation. Be careful, we've only got one of these. The raising of the kite, the destruction of our wardstone, Tarendalev's murder, and the assault on the city were nothing more than opening gambits. The end of this 100-year war is upon us, and it falls on us to ensure victory.
Greetings and welcome to the Dragons Not Included podcast, an actual play tabletop role-playing game podcast where we're playing Pathfinder, Wrath of the Righteous. My name's Stephen, and I should be the GM for this adventure.
I'm Joe, and I'm playing Scrutiny, the Wizard Illusionist Rogue.
Hi, I'm Dave, and I'm playing Elden Aegis, the Human Paladin of Iomedae.
Hi, I'm Rowan, and I will be playing Istra, the Human Beast Rider Cavalier of Gorum.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'm playing Hans, the Relic Hunter Inquisitor of Drangvit.
Well, you finally have your mission ahead of you. Get to the Great Garrison, destroy the last remnant of the Wardstone, or Arelu Vorelesh, the architect of the Worldwound herself, comes to Cenobrus, corrupt the Wardstone field, destroy maybe all of Mendiv, if not end the war, and then Galarion will be doomed. But don't worry, you've just got Galarion's fate resting on your shoulders, you four.
Oh god. Oh no.
I think we should retire while we're ahead.
There's a lovely spot I know on the other side of the kingdom.
Or should I say U5? Because you have MVP Smal joining you now. And not just Smal, you also have Iribeth joining you. And the Hunters of Nidholm.
I am so excited to get to see these guys more. They were really, really good. And we're going to have a lot of combat, I imagine. Or at least some combat.
There's going to be a fair amount of combat. You know, there's a lot of cultists to get through. But luckily, you won't have to deal with all of them, because the forces of Cenobrus will do several raids into old Cenobrus to divide the enemy's forces, give you a fighting chance. So, let's jump right back into it. Just finished your audience with Iribeth and Quendus in Defender's Heart.
Fate of the world? No big deal.
Right, well, we'd best be making all of our last preparation.
Don't say last preparations. I haven't gotten around to writing them. I don't have anything to bequeath, I suppose.
Well, hopefully we won't be dying.
You're the one who said last preparations.
Before we leave.
On the matter of that, when would you like to depart? That way I can organize our men to attack. And also you have the business of picking up that cash Mr. Aravashneel told us about. Well, yes, it's located in the Shrine of Iori. It's just on the way to Old Cenobrus. I can give you a map.
Yes, a map would be useful. We need to know how long it's going to take us to cross there, so we can optimize for the best time to strike.
Well, if we decide on the day we're going to strike, hopefully as soon as possible, say noon, that way when the sun's at its zenith, my men will attack and you'll know when to head in. Noon tomorrow it is then.
Well, that was easy.
Okay, yes, yeah. We don't want to attack in the night, like in the dark.
Yes. Demons can see in the dark. The benefit they get from the cover of darkness is much more than the benefit we'll get from the opportunity of stealth. Luckily, when my men attack, their forces will be divided enough for us to make a straight assault. But as you are, the ones with experience of these raids, like the ones you've done on the safe houses. I shall follow your lead.
Yeah, we got this handled. I mean, we did really well on those, right?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay, well,
And I can vouch for their experience in dealing deep into enemy lines. When going through the traitor's lair, they handled themselves well and dealt with all the traps left by the enemies. So, I am with you all the way.
Okay, so if we go out, we find the cache, we'll organize what's in it, then we'll come back here and we'll start planning the assault. Does that make sense? Like, we'll get... does anyone have a map of the city? We can kind of plan this out.
Oh, yes. There's this map over here on this big table. I believe it's the board table.
Yes, the table right in front. Nevia.
The table we are all sat around.
With the information I've been collecting from our scouts, she gives a wide smile. I've pointed out that the cultists are holding these major places in Old Kenebres. We'll strike here, then you can move deeper into enemy lines, the old garrison there.
Fantastic. Any idea on how long it's going to take us to travel through these torn-up streets?
That's harder to say. You've been doing so well so far, you've managed to get out the terrain, I guess maybe an hour or so, just to be on the safe side.
Best to leave some space.
Yes. Well, if you're planning to collect this cash tonight, I shall speak with my commanders, and we'll prepare for tomorrow. You go collect that cash, prepare yourself, your weapons, and your spells. Good luck, all of you.
May Iaromide carry you safe.
May the Inheritor watch over us all.
May you pay your bills.
May we get out of this alive.
All right, let's go. You guys don't have to be downers all the time.
Who's a downer?
Smile just turns his head to look at Scrutiny.
That's the spirit, and Istra pats him on the back.
The blind elf, Aravashnil, perks. The Shrine of Irori should be just southwest of the Tower of Estrod. It's quite a small, out-of-the-way shrine in a large courtyard. From what I've heard from the intelligence gathered, because it's such a small shrine, the demons have overlooked it. In its basement, that's where you'll find the cache.
Well, that's good. That's on the way.
We shall be on our guard just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Everyone gather your things. We set out as soon as we're ready. Everyone ready?
I'm good. Yeah.
In that case, we'll head to this base of operation to get this cash and come back.
Yes, the same plan we've all stated probably about 5 times.
Yes, that's why I'm stating it another time, because we haven't done it yet.
Everyone equipped? Ready to rock out?
Equipped for what? I'm just kidding, I know what we're doing. Let's go!
As you exit the inn, past the palisades, and the afternoon is slowly slinking into evening. Sun is slowly setting over into the west.
Ah, thank everyone, as I can take off my glasses now. Oh, it's so hot walking around in daylight. How does everyone do it?
You use this leg, and then you use the other leg, and then you just keep going. It's the same as walking at night.
In future, I will use the legs rather than my hands.
Right, we'd better get moving. I don't want to be caught out here in the dark.
And as Kenebres is draped in red, you make your way through the streets. Got this to a T now, like, working in this blasted environment, dealing with the broken rubble, making sure you don't draw attention to yourselves. You're walking through a part of the area that used to be a guard's quarters. There's a small barracks and a garrison nearby. And in the large courtyard adjoined to this guard barracks, there is a simple wooden shrine with a large double door on its front. And on the door is a blue circle with a palm print blazoned in the center.
Stephen, can I roll Knowledge Religion to determine the significance of this symbol?
Of course you can.
Let's see how awful my roll is. It is a 7 on the dice, plus 6 for 13.
13, but it's pretty common knowledge. This is the holy symbol of the god Irori. He is the master of masters. He was, legend has it, that he was once a mortal who achieved physical and mental enlightenment and became divine. And he teaches the aspects of law and self-improvement. So it makes sense why he's here in a garrison. There's lots of martial arts and training involved in Irori's faith. But this is probably the best place to do it.
This is our place. Everyone be on their guard.
We're going to cautiously approach the shrine, keeping eyes out, because goodness knows what's out here looking for us. We are quite close to the Ring District and Old Kennebrest.
You approach. The doors aren't locked, so it's easy enough to get in.
Istra's just going to put a hand on his shoulder and sort of try to open the door, like, looking at him, being like, I'm doing this bit. Behind me, smaller one.
You lean on the door, it creaks open, revealing a pretty humble shrine. There's a wooden altar at the back of this is one large room. Several racks of weapons and another rack containing parchments and scrolls and books of Irori's teachings.
I will look around just to...
Could you make me a perception check, please, Rowan?
Yeah.
I had a quick question while the perception inside was happening. Can Hearts have a look around the outside and see if there are any tracks or sign of other people coming here?
Sure. Make a perception check, please, Hearts.
All right. That would be a 12.
12. It's quite chaotic. There's a lot of footprints moving through the courtyard where the shrine is. Although you think that's probably more to do with the fact that this was a guard barrack that was probably attacked when the demons entered, so there was a lot of people moving through here in the chaos. But it's hard to tell if there was any specific person since that point walking through here.
And I did not do so well. I rolled a 1 with a bonus of 3, so that's 4 total.
This place doesn't even have a basement. Aravashnil's information must have been wrong.
It looks all clear and empty. You sure this is the place?
Let me just cast Detect Magic, just to see if there's anything that we're missing.
I'm going to walk in and also observe the room.
Scrutiny takes his time to cast Detect Magic, and he scans over the room. There are no magical auras in the shrine.
There are no magical auras in the shrine. Oh well, this is a bust.
That is a, on my perception, that's a 14 on the dice, plus 2 for a 16.
16, okay. You can see that quite close behind the shrine, Eldon, there is a rope attached to the floor, so it looks like there's a trap door.
I think there's a trap door here.
And Eldon's gonna walk up to it and, sword drawn, empty other hand, pull on the rope.
You pull on the rope, and it leads to a small... a shaft going down, like, maybe 10 feet, with handhelds carved into the side.
Whoa! Where'd that come from?
It was always there.
Oh, that was really cool. Good spotting on you.
Yes. We need to do more positive reinforcement in this team. Well done. You did a very good job.
Scrutiny knocks on the door. Hello, we're leaving.
No, we've just found the trapdoor.
Yeah, it's over here.
But I detected no magic auras.
There's no magic. There's just a door.
It's just a piece of rope and some wood.
It's very good masonry.
Why would we have a trapdoor if no magic?
Because people are going to cast detect magic and not detect anything and leave.
It's a pretty good strategy. Fooled you.
Anyway, Eldon's going to put his sword away and start climbing down the...
You start climbing down into the basement. It's quite cramped. There are supplies here. There's more writing supplies and text of Irori. There's a few food supplies down here in case of emergencies. But on the shelf that's down here, you find a wooden case that seems to contain several vials, a very nice-looking battle axe, and two quivers filled with... One's filled with arrows, the other's filled with bolts.
Eldon's going to cram the whole crate into his handy haversack and climb back up.
You climb back... to the upper level of the shrine. This box contains 12 potions and 2 wands and a small silvery tube. In the quiver, there is one quiver that has 10 arrows that seem to be of a very fine quality. The other quiver contains at least 50 crossbow bolts of a very fine quality. And if you have a look at them, they seem to be masterwork cold iron crossbow bolts. And the battle axe is a masterwork cold iron battle axe.
Yo!
You okay there, Istella? You seem to be having some sort of breathing problem.
That looks really cool. She just picks it up without, you know. My luck in other games of picking up items without checking for magic. Let's do it this time.
Let's detect magic.
Scrutiny, being fooled once, not falling twice, he starts to detect magic. And potions, the wands, and the small silvery tube, those are all magical.
I have yet to encounter a twig that is not magical.
The crossbow bolts are not magical, nor is the battle axe, but the arrows in the other quiver are magical.
Okay, let's have a look at the potions first.
Hey, could you make me 2 spellcraft checks, please?
Okay, spellcraft. 11 plus, so... Oh, that's a 12!
Total?
Yep.
Well, the DC is higher than 12, I'm afraid. But these, if you're just guessing, they do look similar to a lot of potions you found before. 8 of them do.
Do they have the same color and consistency of some of the health potions we found?
They do indeed.
That's exactly what I'd do if I were making a poison.
But that's only 8 of the potions. Can you roll me another spellcraft for the remaining 4?
So that is 17.
17. The 4 remaining potions are 4 potions of lesser restoration.
Lesser duration. Lovely. Good spell to have.
I mean, I can attempt a spellcraft. My bonuses aren't as good.
It's okay, I know how to deal with this. Istra, what does this taste like? I hand her one of the 8.
Let's not. No, no. That's a 14 on dice. My spellcraft is a plus 4. That's an 18.
18. These potions are, in fact, potions of cure serious wounds.
Oh, those are real good.
So that will be 3. Those will be 3d8 plus 5 each.
I've got 8 of them. There's 4 of us. 2 each. Or would it be better to distribute them back at the Defender's Heart? I'm certain our distracting forces might be able to make good use of them.
We do actually have an exceptional amount of healing on us.
We'll sort it out later.
In the bag it goes.
Now there's 2 wands, the small silvery tube, and a magic arrows.
Alright. Well, let's have a look at these wands.
Okay, for the first one, can you make me a spellcraft check, please?
Oh, I didn't mean Hans would be looking at these wands. He hands them to someone who can actually look at these wands.
Scrutiny, would you mind making a spellcraft check, please?
Does Hans not have spellcraft?
It's not one of his specialties, no.
Oh, God. The guy who collects artifacts, who identifies artifacts, doesn't have spellcraft.
He doesn't identify the artifacts. He just picks them up and takes them back to the Drangvitz.
He's an acquisitions officer.
Up until very recently, neither of the people who live in this city had knowledge local.
I'm pretty sure I started with knowledge local. Yeah, no, I don't.
I can roll knowledge local, it's just a very different local area.
So, this one, Scrutiny.
Oh, hey! 28!
28, okay, this first one you'll like very much. It is a wand of magic missiles, cast to level 5th. 31 charges. That will be 3d4 plus 3. That's 3 missiles every shot.
Okay, I am going to just nab that one. I already have a wand of magic missile. Nice.
Now you can dual wield.
I think it's called going akimbo, but okay.
Wands akimbo.
That sounds like a Harry Potter / fic.
Oh dear.
Anyway, the second wand.
Okay, and that's a 13.
It is a wand.
Yep, it's a twig. It is a twig.
We'll have to go with the old and try true method.
Let's not.
Swing and swish.
That's not a good... I can make an attempt. Again, my magical knowledge is not as wide as Scrutiny's, but I can do some rudimentary tests.
Absolutely hilariously, I just rolled a natural 20, so that with my spellcraft bonus is 24.
I'm not quite sure what this is. Well, I know exactly what it is. It is a wand of daylight with 24 charges.
Daylight. 24 charges. Is that a lot for that kind of spell?
What's it do, sorry?
Daylight.
Oh.
It's like a more powerful version of the light spell cantrip.
For meta, I think that's a fair amount of charges for that. It's actually really good.
I mean, it's a third level spell.
Either way, useful enough. What caster level is it?
It is caster level 5.
Okay. So almost an hour of daylight. 24 of them, in fact.
Those are the ones done. There is the silvery metal tube and arrows.
I'll have a look at the arrows.
Make a spellcraft check for me, please.
25!
25, alright. These are very nice. These 10 arrows are plus one evil outsider bane arrows.
Ooh.
So against an evil outsider, say a demon, for example, their enhancement bonus is 2 higher, and they deal an extra 2d6 damage.
Unfortunately, I have a crossbow. Who has a bobo?
I've got one of those.
I do actually have to ask a quick question. Wasn't this a cachet for the cultist?
No, this was for the followers of Iori.
Oh, that makes so much more sense. Please don't let those arrows touch.
This is actually a cache belonging to the Rift Wardens, who were allies with the Shrine of Iori. And last but not least, the silvery metal tube.
I will test what the suppository is. That is 17.
Turns out it's just a gun.
I'm afraid that is not high enough to know what this is.
You said 21 it was. Oof.
No, he got a 17.
I could try my luck, but I doubt I'm going to roll higher than that. Here we go. Elden. I mean, once we get back, there'll be more people who can identify the... Don't you have identify as like a cantrip?
It's a level 1 spell.
Oh, it's a level 1 spell. Never mind then. Super useful to have. I can't take it. I'd say 17 on the dice plus 4 for 21.
You're totally funny. 21's not high enough either.
Ooh, neither of us know.
It was really close, but not high enough.
Oh, we have to go with the actual experimental way then.
Let's not. If it's a metamagic rod, it could do something very unfortunate. Let's take it back to the Defender's Heart. We'll have someone identify it there. Everyone eyes out as we head back. It's getting dark, and that's when things are going to be most dangerous.
I'm going to hand Smal one of my daggers.
How is he going to hold it?
Yo, this elephant can knife fight. He's got a trunk.
He awkwardly like grabs at it, but he keeps dropping it like every 10 seconds. But after all, he gets bored of trying to like, hold it properly, and it just clangs.
Yeah, I will take it back off him if he is unable to hold it. The simple tool. No, it's okay, buddy. We'll teach you. I'm going to look up if mounts can learn weapon proficiency.
Yeah, it's got prehensile limb and an intelligence score. It can.
You just strap a dagger to his trunk.
And Elden will draw Radiance both to light the way and to signify that this is probably going to be a dangerous journey, just in case.
Night has fallen by the time you return to the Defender's Heart. The place is full of motion. Guards and soldiers and clerics are arming themselves ready for the fight tomorrow. Healers are working on tended to the wounded, making sure they're battle ready. Aravashneel and his librarians are preparing scrolls and equipment ready for the soldiers. And the troops from Neathholm are practicing regimented combat, as you know, they're usually underground skirmishers, so they're going to have to get used to working with large groups. There's all a buzz. There is a sense of nervousness in the air that's almost tangible, because noon tomorrow is when the attack goes ahead.
And we all die.
Well, all of you die.
I'm sorry, what?
I will be surviving, and you will make glorious sacrifices to make it all worthwhile.
Some of you will die, but that's a price I'm willing to pay.
Hans is Lord Farquaad.
I was going to say, Istra, you know the secret hymns of the Drangvit Church. Excellent.
Do I need to get in on this?
Yeah, the Drangvit Church is brilliant. You, pretty much anything can be done as long as you pay for it. Don't worry about it. We're technically a good church.
I feel like this is Hans's interpretation of the Drangvit Church.
Either way, we need to get that silver tube identified. We need to ready ourselves. Any last preparations we need to do before the attack, we need them done now. Our best bet will be to head off early, find a good place to prepare, and wait for noon.
I say we all have one drink before tomorrow. One drink together at least, just, you know, for morale.
Sure.
Fine.
Excellent.
The whole scale of emotion there. However, I would like to try and find someone.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a high-level wizard in Aravashneel and also Quendus Orlan.
Yo, I know you're super important in our magical attacks and stuff, but can you take a look at this funky stick I found?
Small chime. Made of mithril. Ah, yes, I believe this is a chime of opening. Fully charged as well. What a find. It can be used to unlock any sort of lock or impairment, including non-magical and magical ones, as long as Time's magic is more powerful than the magic of the seal. It'll be very useful. He hands it back to you.
Thank you. That will be very useful in our incoming attack.
And Elden will just fit back into the haversack.
Have you made your preparations?
Yes. I'll be on the front lines, making sure this attack goes through. I've been sat too far at the back, waiting for these things to happen. It'll be good to see action again. All of Canabres, all of Mendev, lies in the balance.
Indeed. I pray the Inheritor's Light will guide us through this.
I'd like to say good luck. We're all counting on you.
But Istra will toast around the table, be like, listen, I've barely met you guys. I think we've known each other a week?
Maybe just over.
But I really like you guys, and it will be an honor to fight alongside you. And I will do everything I can to protect you. So if you ever need help in battle, just call to me and I can be there. All right, cheers!
Thanks.
And she downs her glass.
Well, Elden's going to stand and hold his glass up high, his mug, his receptacle.
Well, folks, well said, Istra. It's going to be dangerous tomorrow. We're going to be assaulting possibly one of the oldest and most well-defended parts of Kenbra. But I've seen us all fight. I have utmost faith in all of your capabilities. And with Iomedae behind us, I think there's no way we can fail.
With Gorin by our side, we will win this battle.
Indeed. And besides, it's not like we have another choice. Cheers.
Elden will raise his mug.
Cheers. Istra has already drained her mug, but is going to, like, sip the last drop of it anyway.
Brittany's also finished his drink, but his face is planted into the table. Cheers!
Didn't we get him the weak beer?
But I'm fine, Mom! I'm fine!
Oh, no.
I can handle it!
Are you sure?
I can handle it, Mom!
Alright, well, have some dwarven ale, here you go.
Maybe we should delay the battle, just in case. That hangover might be killer.
It's okay. It's okay. Nothing cures a hangover more than more dwarven ale.
No.
You can't be hungover if you're constantly drunk.
I don't want to drink anymore. That's a sign that I should drink more, right?
Exactly.
No.
Okay.
He's learning good, strong dwarven cultural ideals here.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Let's do our best.
Cheers, big ears.
And if we can't do our best, at least make a profit.
But none of us are divinely imbued with power. Well, I suppose Elden is. Are you a prophet?
I really hope not. Not a very good one if I am.
That's not what I heard.
As this drunken rabble carries on, you hear a thudding noise approach you, and you turn and you see Anevia walking her way on her crutch. Mind if I join you?
Yeah.
No, I'll go grab you a drink.
Oh, always room for one more.
He pulls a stool to one side and lays a crutch against the table. Oh, thank you for the drink. He holds it with both hands and takes like a large sip into it. It's only been a few days, but it feels like an eternity has passed since we were down. We've kind of rested in the Darklands. I'd have been a goner if it wasn't for your aid.
But, well, I don't know about a goner. You're very talented and skilled.
I mean, my leg, the way it was, I wouldn't have been able to make it through the tunnels. Let alone fight all the beasts of the Darklands.
But you did make it, and that's what matters.
And more than that, I found my way to the surface. And my sweet Erebeth, she survived. We were reunited. There's no way I can thank you enough for all you've done for me. I know the pressure that you have on yourselves is immense. So I hesitate to ask for a favor. But I can't live with myself if I didn't ask.
Go right ahead.
Beth seems like she's intent on joining the front lines with you, and I know her talents are good enough. I mean, she rose to the head of the Eagle Knights. But I've already lost her once during the chaos that happened when the demons attack. I fear losing her again, so I know you have a lot to worry about, but please make sure she comes back to me.
Elden will draw his non-magical longsword, and he'll place it on the table, and he'll say,
Anevia, I know we've not known each other long, But I swear, on the inheritance of my blade, and he puts his hand on the blade of his longsword, that we'll do all in our power to make sure she makes it home to you.
Her eyes tear up. Thank you, Elden Aegis. Right, we have not known each other long, but you are a true friend. All four of you are. And she sort of looks at Scrutiny, who's like half collapsed over the... Is he quite all right?
Fine.
He's good.
He'll be fine.
We're just, you know, getting ready for tomorrow.
Well, she raises her mug to Kennebras.
To Kennebras.
To Kennebras.
Yes.
I will raise his hand holding the glass. To Kennebras.
It just seems a bit weird.
As you turn away to hold Scrutiny's arm up, a long hairy trunk reaches over into Istra's mug.
Which is better, because I've described at least once or twice it's empty. He's trying.
It's slowly being dragged off the table.
He's like a cat pushing bits off the table. Well then, I think he should probably be heading to rest up.
Shall we carry him?
No.
I wasn't volunteering you, huh? Self and Istra should be more than sufficient.
Yeah.
You pick him up and you lift him, his like feet dragging across the floor, and you find his cot and just lay him down on it.
Well, I hope he can sleep it off.
He'll do it. He seems capable enough, but don't tell him I said that.
Oh, don't worry. I won't. Right. Might be an idea that we get our own rest. Tomorrow, we march into battle.
The night draws on, and the quieter it gets, the heavier the tension grows. After fall asleep, a lot hanging on the balance of tomorrow's actions. But slowly but surely, sleep greets all of you. You wake bright and early the next day. Scrutiny, his head buzzing somewhat.
Told you should have gone for water. Scrutiny, just go to the bar, get some water, have a sippy. You'll feel better.
Okay. Bill, please.
Spends an hour in prayer and meditation to Iomedae to gain his spells. The first time, this adventure path. Woo-hoo. And his daily obedience. Hans, his prayers to Drangvit to regain his access of spells. And a class feature we have not explained. Very well. It's only taken us 25 episodes to get to it. So, Dan, would you like to tell the audience a little bit more about your relic schools and your relic and your deific focus abilities?
No. But in all fairness, no. Being a relic hunter, Hans's ability to find lost relics from various locations and various faiths and backgrounds. Each one provides him access to certain powers. He has a pool called Deific Focus, or Deificic, depending how you pronounce it, and he currently has 7 points. He has to spread those points amongst his 3 relics he currently has, and because of that, he will get benefits and powers based on them. He has access to the Conjuration, Transmutation, and Divination relics. That's all you're getting.
Okay, that was very succinct, thank you. You know, the nerds do the homework and preparation, and Istra gets an hour lying with
Oh no, I'm up early, I've got the axe, I'm practicing. It's my first time using it, I've got to make sure I'm good with it. Just checking, it's just a regular battle axe with cold iron, isn't it?
It's a masterwork battle axe.
So plus one. Okay, sorry, I'm just... because I couldn't find it in the... you know the word for it. Compendium, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's not magical, so it doesn't have bonus to damage.
Melee plus nothing, crit range is 20 times 3, isn't it?
After you've prepared your daily spells and axe practice, the half-lizard, half-human with a goat-horn mongrel man, Lan, walks up to your table.
Ah, it's good to see you ready so bright and early.
Indeed.
I like to make good on my offer from yesterday. I will be accompanying you to your assault on the Grey Garrison. I went through my men from Niflheim, and there are 3 volunteers. I believe all of them you know fairly well.
Fantastic.
When you get a moment, if you come over to where we have bunked up, I'll introduce you.
Every additional hand will be good. We'll go meet them in just a moment.
Indeed it is.
And he walks back to the area where he was training and preparing. Just goes back and sits down and starts stringing a bow, making sure it's taut and ready.
If everyone's through their preparations, it may be pertinent for us to meet the mongrel men that we know.
Indeed.
Quite possibly.
It'll be great to refresh everyone on the mongrel men before they die brutally in this ongoing fight.
All right, dang. Anyway, how about we go and meet the mongrel men?
The mongrels are preparing their weapons, checking their armor, and as you approach, there are three lined up who are talking to Lan.
Ah, yes. These are the three individuals I was telling you about, two of which are my close friends. You remember Dira?
And she steps forward. She's the mongrel man. She's got sort of her face is very swollen and it like covers her mouth and her eyes. So she sort of, you can see, all right, but she mumbles a lot. So you can't actually really tell what she's saying. Like Lan usually has to interpret. And she puts her hand out to salute.
And the same to you.
And the other one, who you've seen before, but he was very injured the last time you see him. He is a mongrel man with canine-like features and large clawed hands.
And this is Krell. Yes. Thank you for rescuing me from that tower. I would have been a goner if it wasn't for you. I owe my life as a debt.
I'm just glad to see that you're recovering well. Let's hope we don't have to cash it just yet.
Yeah, no, don't say debt around. And then Istra's just going to, like, hold a hand up and point behind her to Han. Don't say debt around him.
What?
And the last mongrel man, he's looking a bit awkward. He's standing, like, a little bit further away than everyone else. He's got, like, large spines over him and a large pincer from one hand. And you recognize him. You've seen him before, but not in Nithalm. He was one of the guards in the Traitor's Lair.
Mongrelman Guard 3? I thought he was going to go become a movie star.
Ah, and this is Delreg. After his encounter with yourselves, he had a change of heart. Yes, I was wasting my talent with those filthy demon worshippers. I was led astray, but you gave me a second chance. And I wish to redeem myself.
And he reaches into a pouch and pulls out a crumpled piece of parchment and unfolds it and shows it to you. And it's the piece of parchment that Hans branded with the symbol of Drangvit.
See? Drangvit's temple does help people when they don't owe us money.
You give me a second chance. I wish to fight beside you.
We'll be glad to have you along. And Elden and to shake.
He offers his hand to shake, and it's this large pincer, and then he sort of like awkwardly pulls it away after realizing. So, for statistics purposes, each one of you will control, when we get to combat, will control one of these mongrel men. I have their character sheets ready as NPC handouts.
I assume it's essentially they're going to work as a unit, and we control a unit.
You control one each.
Yeah, as in a unit each, not just a couple of people. Like we do in Hell's Rebels. That's all I wanted to clarify.
No, there's just one, like, mongrelman each.
Oh, so okay, the mongrelman each. That makes sense.
So you'll be controlling Lan for this purposes. David?
Fantastic.
Rowan, you'll be controlling Krell. Joe, you'll be controlling Dira. And I think it was very fitting that Delrag will be being controlled by you, Daniel. So they will follow, like, your movements, so you control them during combat when you roll initiative, but they won't follow suicidal orders. You know, they're not going to just run in and be meat shields. Like, they will be sensible about it. So, essentially, you will do something, and if it's something I feel like the mongrel men wouldn't do, I'll step in as a GM. With the major part of the preparations done, the guards and paladins are ready to march out, and Iribeth steps forward to your group.
Well, my men have their orders. I'm ready to depart with you. If you have people you wish to say goodbye to now, now's the time.
I suppose Scrutiny will say goodbye to his parents. Hopefully, not for the last time, but honestly, most likely.
As they saw the soldiers preparing to leave, they've sort of gotten up from what they were doing and are waiting for you, Scrutiny. They're standing together. Persistence has her arm on Elwyn's shoulders. Ah, Scrutiny. Good to see you looking up and ready.
Hi, Mum. Hi, Dad. Yep. Big day. Not entirely sure how this is going to turn out. Just, I love you. Okay? I love you.
They reach in, they reach out to embrace you, and Elwyn will sort of point to your chest, to where your his holy symbol now hangs. Abadar will protect you. We'll guide you back to our scrutiny. Stay safe. Do your best.
Yes, thank you.
Arabeth, well, talk to Anivia and go kiss her one last time before trying to leave out. As you head off to the streets of Canabres, we'll end our session there.
Oh, the clinchers!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we're off to war. However, it's not all doom and gloom. Hopefully with these new mongrel main allies, we should be able to fight off any bad guys and survive. Cross fingers. As usual, we'd like to give a shout out to Sirenscape and Social Introvert. Our links are in the description. And if you get a moment, please check out our website and our social medias. And have a lovely day. Bye!